I think this is how sportscaster Meryl Reese would say this.
We are less than 3 weeks away from the 20th year of the Puppy Bowl.
This is Puppy Bowl.
Whoa, what a move! Did you see that?
The roughest and fluffiest canine contenders grace the gridiron.
This popular pregame event on Super Bowl Sunday is positively all about puppies romping, rolling, and looking really cute in front of the camera on a mini fake football field. It's a way to showcase puppies from far and wide that are looking for their forever homes. WHYY News' digital producer Maria Pulcinella fills us in on this year's Puppy Bowl. Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Maria, this is the 20th season. Bow, wow, wow.
Yes, it is a banner year for watching puppies frolic for 3 hours on national television.
Note to self, these puppies can't really play football.
You know, their level of precision leaves much to be desired, but they have a lot of fun. There are more than 130 puppy players representing dozens of shelters and rescue orgs from across the country, so it's ripe for cuteness overload.
How many puppies are from our area, and which shelters do they represent?
So there are 9 puppies total. Among them are puppies representing Phoenix Animal Rescue in Chester County, Providence Animal Center in Delco, and Brandywine Valley SPCA, which has multiple campuses across the Delaware Valley.
So a round of applause is in order for all of these playful pups who are going to be playing on 2 teams, Team Rough and Team Fluff.
Yes, Team Fluff won a close game last year, which earned them the coveted Lombarky Trophy.
I do love that, the Lombarky Trophy. Now, this year's Puppy Bowl features its first ever puppy assistance referee. You know, unnecessary nipping, unnecessary napping. How can we teach a new dog a human trick?
Well, the assistant ref, whose name is Whistle, is in good hands. The Puppy Bowl referee is actually a former NFL referee who doubles as her foster dad.
And we've got an Eagles angle. The coach of Team Rough is Nick Furiani. A nod to Eagles coach Nick Sirianni. Might Furiani be calling for the brotherly shove, also known as the tush push?
We could see the brotherly shove. We might see some run-pass options, quarterback draws. You know, nothing's off the table.
Okay, I heard about the butt tumble. And I have had dogs in my life. It's when they just lean into you and push. It's like a push-tush. These are lucky dogs in the spotlight looking for their special humans forever. How does one start the adoption process?
So unlike the Super Bowl, the Puppy Bowl is actually filmed in advance. So many of the puppies featured have actually already found their adoptive homes. But during the Puppy Bowl airing, there are segments featuring puppies as well as a few kittens from different shelters across the country that will be available for adoption. And if you're looking to add a dog or cat, a small animal to your family, the Philly area has no shortage of shelters and animal rescue orgs in need of adopters and fosters.
Absolutely. And thanks to those who go for it. I guess it's a touchdown. It's a win when you make an adoption.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Maria. You are totally pawsome.
If Jennifer Lynn says it, it must be true.
Okay. Maria Pulcinella is a digital news producer here at WHYY.org. And this year's Puppy Bowl takes place on Sunday, February 11th on Animal Planet. And as Maria mentioned, it's 3 hours of puppy cuteness.